But then I open Reddit in the Safari, and it goes, "You want to open this in the app?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's what I've been trying to do."
Well, just get the app.
Just, what if you just download the app? Yeah, it says I have to download an older version of the app, so I'm just going to do that. Because I haven't updated this iPad in a long time.
I have a plugin on my mobile Safari that redirects it to my preferred app because I can't stand the regular Reddit app.
Huh. I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, fine at best.
What's the problem with it?
It's bad.
Why? What about it?
I just feel like you're not even listening.
Yeah, because all you said is it's bad.
Yeah, so what else do you need to hear?
The reasons?
Because it is not good.
What is the reason?
Tables, all right? Her job is tables.
Her job is tables. Have we started? Is this it?
Yeah, whatever. Cool. New Year's, it's happening. And then later, other things are happening. Great. Okay.
It's the new year now. First episode of 2022.
Yeah. This is when things really get good. This is episode, what, 61?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just like we originally planned last year, this is the episode where we start to get really serious.
Yeah, sorry. Now it's a news podcast. We're actually not going to read Am I the Asshole anymore.
Yeah.
It's just basically we're trying to do news, but as a podcast. Nobody's thought of it yet.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be
once a week. You just
huge.
Check in. Very timely. Big news every day. We're just going to tell you all about it. Like today, right now, it's not raining in San Francisco. We'll update you as things change, you know?
It snowed so much here last night.
Yeah. Is your mom still trapped?
No.
Oh. It's fine.
They were here yesterday for our Christmas, but also David's birthday, but also New Year's. There's a lot.
Do they still David?
Yes.
Okay.
He made prime rib yesterday, but like from a rib roast.
That's what you're supposed to make it from. In the past, did he make it like from a chicken?
No,
like, I made prime rib, and you're
like
no, babe, that's just a whole chicken.
Rib roast, like, slow cooked it. It was beautiful.
Okay. I hope he makes that when I'm there.
He will not, because it was a $200 piece of meat.
I shall contribute $10.
That seems not proportionate.
I would like
the
5%.
Amount that
you're going to eat. Oh, I do eat a lot of steak. 5%
of the
true.
Beef.
I will never jeopardize the beef.
Yeah, he had a good birthday, I think. I got the, like, golden number balloons and hung them up before I went to bed the night before. Mm-hmm. So they were there when he woke up. So
nice.
That was
good
fun.
Surprise.
He got to cook meat all day, which is his favorite activity. So I think he had a good birthday.
We tried to play Halo the other day, and it just wouldn't load. So then we had to play a different
Halo.
Yeah,
I know. You guys played multiplayer. Yeah.
Yeah. He's not bad. He's not bad at the Halo.
I mean, he's a 29-year-old man who probably spent much of his 20s playing Halo. So
that's true.
Not shocking.
I like when we play the co-op, but otherwise I'm like, I don't care about Halo. But, you know, if that's what I got to do to connect with him and make him smile, I'll do it. I'm willing to.
That's how you connect with my friend David.
Yeah. If that's what he needs to want to spend time with me. So we both tested negative for COVID this week. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I had like a little cold on Monday.
I think it was Monday.
Tuesday? I got an exposure notification on Monday, and then I had a slight fever all day on Tuesday. So I got a test.
Was it
and
anxiety?
It was negative.
Fever.
No, it was just probably a cold, but it was negative. I'm going to probably take another test in a couple days. I'm supposed to have friends coming next weekend, but both of them were in Florida for the past few weeks, so...
Oh, I don't think they should come.
I don't know how that's going to go. Yeah.
I think they shouldn't come so that we can come a couple days later and not have to worry that you have Florida germs all over you.
Yeah, well, see, I don't know how to... That seems unfair to be like, can you guys not come so that I can see my other friends?
Who you like better?
No.
Do they listen to the podcast? Is that why you said that?
I don't know. But yeah, it's all complicated right now.
They should just have to test negative before they come, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're going to discuss that. But because our original plan was like, as long as none of us feel sick, we will still do it. But I think now it's going to be like, let's all just take a test and just make sure. Mm-hmm. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I also tested negative, you know, because I was traveling and I hated it. And I came home early because I was like, this just seems bad. So I came home early and I tested when I got back. But I, like, I've had a headache and I've been sniffly, but I'm pretty sure it's just allergies.
You can't test right after you get, it's not allergy season, first of all.
Well, I've been around cats. I tested negative 4 days after I got in, so I waited.
Okay.
Until it was.
That's like the other thing
really
is like my
there.
Friends being like, well, we'll test like right after we get back from this big trip, like the day of, and if we're negative, then we're totally fine. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I still think you need to re-examine that. But yeah, so I'm negative, and I'm just going to try not to get it. I feel like I don't want it. I know other people maybe want it. I do not.
Yeah.
The thing I was reading online is that they're saying it's going to burn out because it's so infectious, but not that,
yeah,
not as deadly,
everyone's,
I guess.
Just going to get it.
I'm not going to get it. I'm going to continue to not get it. That's my plan.
But it's more infectious because it's not killing people. So people have the sniffles and they have Omicron and they're just like going about their business.
No, I have the sniffles because I love cats and I can't stay away from them. I love them.
Okay.
You ever just pet a cat?
Cats don't like me.
Okay. I get it. I understand why they don't. But you should still pet them. Well, that's good. Did you stay up till midnight and do like a big New Year's? You did the old fashioned New Year's blowjob?
No. Mm-hmm. We watched Andy and Anderson in bed, and we watched the like 10 p.m. here, midnight in New York ball drop, and then we went to bed.
Chris and I watched the, it was still midnight our time. But we watched the like rebroadcast of the New York one. I don't know why.
It's
but
so
Chris
dumb
wanted to watch
why
something,
you can't.
So.
It's so dumb why you can't watch it live in your, like, I don't care if it's 10 p.m. my time. I want to see the midnight in New York. I don't want to watch a rebroadcast.
You can watch it online.
Nah.
That's what we did. I don't have TV. Like, I have a TV, but I don't watch TV on it. Not David.
Yeah, but you watch the rebroadcast online. You can't watch the live one, like, in
you
Colorado.
You can if you pay for CNN Go, our sponsor this week.
Yeah, I'm not going to pay for CNN Go.
No, I'm
the
not
CNN
either. Why would I
was,
pay for that?
The CNN one was live anyway. The CNN one was the only one where we could actually watch at 10 p.m. the midnight ball drop. So that's why we watched Andy and Anderson. And Andy Cohen got so drunk.
So drunk. We saw him when the ball came down. And, like, you're looking at Anderson Cooper. He's like, stop. Just please stop talking.
And then Andy Cohen's like going in on the mayor of New York. And he's just like, the worst mayor we've ever seen. This has been so fucking crazy. And Andy or Anderson Cooper's like, okay.
He's like, let's send
stop.
It over to KT Tunstall, who you all remember
please
from 20 years
stop.
Ago.
Please stop. Yeah, yeah, I had no idea. I had no idea that that was her because I never knew what she looked like.
No, I just knew
she
had
singing,
a loop
and I was
pedal.
Like, yeah, I was like, who is this?
Who
was like,
dat?
Oh, KT Tunstall. Classic.
Classic. I'm sorry about the football game yesterday.
It's fine. We didn't really care. Like,
because you beat,
we were just happy
you beat Ohio
it.
State and that was it.
That's correct. It's all we wanted.
Well, let's see. What else is going on? I got my new scooter. For those of you in the audience who didn't know, my old scooter was a 150 and someone knocked it over in like May, and because of the collapse of our, you know, shipping situation on this planet, I haven't been able to get parts for it, and so it's been at the shop for like 6 months, and then finally I said forget it and I'm trading that into them when it's done, and I just bought a new one that's a 300.
Nice.
And the only reason I need a 300 is because when I got the 150 I was not seeing somebody who lives on the other side of the Bay Bridge. But now I am seeing somebody who lives on the other side of the Bay Bridge, which means even though the speed limit's like 50 or 55, everyone drives 70. So I needed a scooter that could go at least 70, which this one does. But in between, I also got my motorcycle license, so I'm finally legally driving a vehicle of that size. And it's pretty good. It's very windy, but it is so much fun to just go ride. I went out to Treasure Island and took a picture, and it just looked really nice. And it's been weird because I have a car here because I drove my car from Michigan here when I moved. But, like, I felt a little bit trapped without the scooter because the whole reason I originally got the scooter is I didn't want to deal with ride shares when COVID started, and I didn't want to deal with parking, which is typically terrible here. But then any time I had to ride, do an errand, and I had to take the car, I'd just be so angry at whoever knocked over my scooter. So I'm happy to have a scooter back in my life and go everywhere.
Nice.
Yeah. Truly, it is a new year, and I am happy. So it is a happy new year.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I really put that together. I connected all, everything.
A lot going on there.
Yeah. And then what else? I'm getting, I'm on my last Invisalign tray. Oh, here we go. We're just getting text messages again because we don't silence our stuff.
It is silenced.
Then why did
everything
I hear
I
that?
Everything I have is on Do Not Disturb. I don't know. Mm. I hate the new Apple, like, Do Not Disturb across things because it doesn't work.
It works like, it for doesn't. Me when I go to bed.
I have everything on Do Not Disturb right now, and I'm still getting noises.
Noises.
I don't know where,
because
which device is
your
coming
from. Your iPad's not up to date.
My iPad is on Do Not Disturb right now. I can see it. I just checked when I heard the noise.
The old version of it, though, didn't block stuff. Like, you would, if you were unlocked on the thing, it would still get notifications. I'm sorry.
All right, let me turn those off.
Anyway, so, I'm on my last Invisalign tray, and on Monday I get the button things taken off so my teeth won't look so weird anymore. And then I just have to wear this tray for, like, 3 more months, and then I only have to wear it at night after that. But the teeth aren't quite perfect, and so I might do a couple extra ones. At any rate, when I come to Denver, assuming that still happens, I won't have weird teeth the whole time. I'm very excited. And getting contacts so that I don't have to buy custom goggles, which is going to be exciting because I don't ski very often, but I might have more opportunities where I would want to wear contacts. But I did buy, like, a pair of glasses with non-prescription lenses because I can't not wear glasses. It just feels weird. So,
well, great.
Thanks. I was giving you time to turn off your notifications. That was all filler.
It's off, I think.
All right. Do you want to just read a post or whatever?
Let's do a post.
Fine. I love posts.
Now I'm stressed about all these trips and the Omicron.
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 Oh my God, oh my God.
All right. Am I the asshole for uninviting my mom from my wedding because she got me a different gift than my siblings? I want to preface this with, it is about the money and it is also not about the money.
So to it me, it sounds like it might be about the money.
Sounds like, but it's about the money.
But not about the money.
But it's not about the
but
money.
But it is about the money.
It's hurtful to be treated differently, and I know Reddit believes that no one owes anyone anything, but I feel like a mom does owe her kids fair treatment. I am getting married in May to the love of my life. I don't think my mom is a huge fan, but at least she isn't one of those crazy moms trying to break us up. There was one incident between them, but beyond that, the relationship has been mutually civil. I thought it said chill. For
chill.
A second.
We've been super chill. I think the mom and the fiance hooked up.
Been really chill. Okay, I'm very lucky, and my parents paid for all my schooling, including my master's. My mom seems to think that that is the norm, but I understand that most parents can't do that, and I am very fortunate. My fiance didn't have that opportunity, and she worked part-time and took out loans. She currently has $80,000 in student loans and is working her ass off to pay them back. My dad doesn't think I should marry her while she has them, but I made it very clear that it isn't up for discussion. What a weird philosophy.
Like,
don't marry anyone with any debt.
then they're going to say, but, you know, this generation, we're not getting married.
Yeah. My dad is also paying for the wedding. When my sister got married, my dad paid for the wedding, and my mom gave her a cash gift. I don't want to get into the exact numbers.
I hate this
person. But it was extremely generous. It was extremely generous and probably more than the down payment of a house. I have another sister who's getting married in September, and I found out that my mom promised her the same amount of cash, but not me. I was pissed because I believed at the time she was doing it because she dislikes my fiance. I confronted her and let her know that if she was going to include my fiance or be hurtful just because she doesn't like her, there will be consequences. My mom said it wasn't about not liking her, it was about the student loans. My mom explained that both of my brother-in-laws have no debt, so the money was to start a future. But she knows if she gives me the money, it will go to the loan, true, and she feels she shouldn't be responsible for someone else's kid's college education. I tried to explain that paying down the debt ASAP is in the best interest of my future. My mom said that she had thought a lot about it and asked her husband for advice. They both have kids from previous marriages and keep most money separate for estate planning purposes for their kids, so he doesn't have any vested interest. But he also hates me, so go figure that he said no. My mom said she feels bad, but I shouldn't punish her over a gift. I didn't say much at the time, but I thought long and hard and decided I don't want her at the wedding. She doesn't like my fiance. She doesn't care about my future as much as my sister's. She is playing favorites with her kids. I texted her my decision, and she never replied. My sisters now say they aren't coming to the wedding, and my father is furious and demanding that I reinvite her. My fiance actually teared up because she feels so supported, and this does hurt, but she has to be my top priority.
There's a lot of comments from the poster. I haven't really read yet.
All right. Well,
I think the poster is entitled, which makes me feel like you're an asshole.
You're just not owed $50,000 just because. Like, yeah, your parents suck because they're not being fair. And it sounds like money is not even an issue for them. But you're not owed anything.
Right. I think the entitlement is what makes the poster the asshole. But I also think the parents are the assholes too. Because they're clear. Like, to me, being like, you can't marry someone with debt feels somewhat classist in a way. Like, not everyone has the option to have their parents pay for their college and everything.
Yeah. The reviews in the comments are so mixed.
That's like, the poster's comments are rated some negative, some positive.
Yeah. So there's one that says, you're the asshole. You straight up told her the money would go to pay for your fiance's debt. Your mom doesn't want to pay off her debt. You have no right to get mad at that, which is fair. But not the asshole. The money is clearly of no concern to your mother. Yes. If she's really only doing this because she doesn't want your fiance's student loans to be paid off, that's incredibly petty and small of her, which is also true. Both things are true.
Is it an everybody sucks here?
I think it's a classic everybody sucks
here. Oh, wow. I love everybody sucks here.
You are not owed $50,000 from your parents just because. And also, it's shitty that the reason your mom isn't giving you the $50,000 or whatever is because it's going to go to pay off debt, which would help you start a future. Like, if you don't have debt anymore, you can buy a house and stuff.
So looking at the comments, it says the mom has been shit-talking the fiancé. Was called out, rescinded her apology for it, and then says she has no respect for my fiance and that the fiance is a crybaby. She doesn't like to spend time with the poster. The mom's husband is sexist, which I didn't pick up at first, but I guess the mom and dad are divorced, so this would be the step dad, just husband. He's aggressive and kind of a bully. He showed me naked pictures of my mom as a prank once, and she wasn't even that upset. He belittles me for not having as much money as him when I'm doing just fine. I say pretty good for my age. He has no boundaries. So it sounds like the step parent is an asshole too. The poster recognizes that the dad is somebody with a silver spoon who is an asshole. So I don't know. At least they know that this is a stupid situation.
Here's an important comment that I actually like. There are a lot of comments, just like classic Reddit, of people being like, not the asshole. Everyone who's saying you're the asshole is just jealous that you have rich parents. Like, I'm not jealous because it sounds like you turned out a prick. Okay. It says, you're the asshole. You can invite or disinvite whoever you like for whatever arbitrary reasons you chose. But doing so, that in this case, you have no real argument against everyone thinking you're wrong. Okay. That's not a sentence. Okay, but this is important. Yes, paying off the loans is an investment in your future too. But think of it this way. If your sister's marriage collapses, she gets a refund on that investment, the part of a house or equivalent value, even if it's in joint names, which she can then comfortably recover and start again. What do you get back from a loan repayment if you and your soon-to-be wife split up? It's still an investment, yes, but it's an insecure investment with the risk of full loss rather than half.
But if none of them care about the money, like if, let's pretend that there's not some huge number involved here. If you don't care about the money, then what does it matter to you? You're like, whatever, pay your stuff off, be happy. Like, because I could see, sure. I've been in situations where having that debt made the relationship more stressful, right? So getting rid of that, in theory, could make the relationship better anyway.
Yeah, but this is just like the logical side of it, of like, if I'm giving you money for a house, you can get that back if you get a divorce. If I'm giving you money for your fiance to pay off their loans and you guys break up or they cheat on you or whatever, that money's gone. Even if you have the money, that still sucks.
I don't think it matters. Like, if you accept that risk, then you accept that risk. Or make the fiancé sign something that says, you know, I will pay this back in the event that we...
That feels worse. Then it's just like another loan.
It's prenup.
Gotta prenup. I'm going to be honest. This is why you just shouldn't give your kids large amounts of cash.
I do agree that everybody sucks here.
Let's see. Everybody sucks here. Your parents have already paid for the bachelor's and master's and your wedding, and you're losing it and not inviting them to the wedding because they won't give you more money. It's insane. Did all your siblings get master's degrees too? That's an important question. How long have you been with your fiance? Over 50% of marriages end in divorce. Here's a fun fact.
Oh, here we go. Becca found her comment. All right.
Your mom isn't wrong to worry paying off your fiance's debt and having her leave you. This happens all the time, actually. And if you love your fiance, you need to be pragmatic. Maybe you can ask your mom if she'll give you a different gift, a car or a down payment in your name, for instance, or a trust for your kids' education, something that won't be a concern in a divorce. Fair.
So what we're saying is everybody sucks here.
Yeah. I think that's true.
Good. Glad we're in agreement. Great. It does bother me, like, just on the, I don't know, the basis of how entitled everybody is. I hate it.
Oh, same.
I wish I didn't, but I gotta be honest, you know? All right, should I read the next one?
Please do.
Oh, I'd love to. Let's find a really good one. Am I the asshole for insisting my boyfriend eat respectfully at a nice restaurant? So my boyfriend L, 20 male, and I, 20 female, have been dating for 7 months. 7 months. We usually eat takeout if we want to get something to eat. However, I was recently promoted, so we went to eat at a very nice Italian restaurant to celebrate, like one with an enforced dress code. My boyfriend is not the nicest of eaters. I don't know what that means, which can be kind of gross, but I deal with it. However, I didn't realize he had no table manners. At the restaurant, after we were served our first appetizer, a beautifully plated bruschetta dish, Al looked at me and jokingly asked if I would be upset if he enjoyed his meal the same way he would at home. I told him that we were at a nice restaurant and there were other customers around. He didn't say anything, but instead started digging into the bruschetta with his hands, ignoring the serving fork, getting sauce all over his fingers. I let this go. However, when the pasta came out, he smirked at me and ate like he hadn't eaten in a week. He dropped his fork and started picking up pieces of chicken and noodles with his fingers, getting sauce everywhere. The tablecloth, his hands, his clothes, and his face. He didn't miss the opportunity to loudly burp after he had finished destroying his side of the table. The table next to us was astonished. My waiter even asked him if everything was okay. Other customers were staring. He also put his feet up on the chair next to us, blocking the aisle. I had no idea what to do. I didn't want to make even more of a scene, so I just asked for the check, which I paid, and left really embarrassed. On the way home, I told him how embarrassed I was, and he just said that it was my fault for not letting him enjoy the meal as he pleased, and that since we were paying customers, the other guests had no business judging us. Well, that's the post. I don't know that the poster is an asshole. No. I think the boyfriend is interesting.
This is like, it has to be fake.
Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't sound like a real thing. Yeah. Was his hair slicked back? Slap them
up, boys.
This poster has so many posts. One, the most recently, 6 months ago, am I the asshole for not allowing my father to threaten scare my boyfriend? Am I the asshole for throwing away all my sister-in-law's wedding invitations? Friend wants me to be your therapist. Advice? Question mark.
There's a lot going on here.
Yeah. I don't think the poster is an asshole, but it is. Do you not know how he eats? Like, when you go places, have you not eaten anywhere together?
No, they said they hadn't. She said he ate like that, but they were always at home.
But why would you think that he was going to eat any differently if you were out? Like, if he doesn't care anyway?
Because it's a reasonable thing to be like, we're eating around other people. Maybe he won't act like a fucking barbarian.
But do you have any reason? Like, if he does it consistently every meal at home, do you have any reason to think he's not going to be an idiot when you're out?
Yes, because you're out at a nice restaurant. Like, you expect everyone to act differently when they're out at a nice restaurant.
I don't. I'm glad if they do, but I don't, like, I assume that if a person is normal, their normal self at home,
no,
they're going to be that person when they're out. I'm the same person everywhere I go.
Yeah, but you don't eat pasta with your bare hands.
It depends on the shape of the noodle. Obviously, I'm not going to do that with spaghetti. That would just slip right
through. Do not defend this man. If this is real, it's fucking insane.
No, I'm not defending him. But I don't know that he's an asshole. I just think he's stupid.
Yes. Because
I feel like if it was a nice, like, this is a nice dinner we're doing because she got promoted or whatever, and it's a place with a dress code, maybe you'd be like, oh, I should probably be in better behavior.
Correct.
Yeah. But I don't know why she would expect that. Although, I guess the one thing is that they had did they have a conversation? They didn't have a conversation, but he asked if she would be upset if he enjoyed his meal the way he would at home. She should have just said yes. Like, yeah, I would be a little upset if you ate the way you normally do.
I would be, to be honest.
Yeah, TBH, IMO, I'd be not LOLing.
All right, should we take our break?
Yeah, let's take it. All right, we're back. While we were on our break, we talked about the Star Trek podcast, which is still happening. So get ready.
It is happening.
Yeah. It's going to be a couple of seasons, maybe three or four. And each episode will cover one episode of one of the Star Treks and some questions for Becca. It's going to be good. If you like Star Trek, you're going to like it. And if you don't like Star Trek, then you should listen anyway because it'll help our listener counts. Thank you.
Great.
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 Why don't you go ahead and read our next post? You know, if you're just hanging out anyway.
Am I the asshole for telling my daughter that I will never let her drive me anywhere in her life? Probably. We have a tradition in our family that whenever one of our children passed their driving exam, we all go out to eat together at their favorite restaurant to celebrate. I taught all of my daughters, 18, 17, and currently my two 15-year-olds, how to drive. But my 16-year-old, wait.
Hold on, okay.
They have two 15-year-olds, a 16-year-old, a 17-year-old, and an 18-year-old.
I want to do the math on when these kids were born. I hope someone in the comments brings this up. They're like, hey.
How?
How did this happen? How many moms are there?
Assuming one mom, that's like only 3 months off on average between all of the kids. She was pregnant for 5 years straight.
Yeah, that's all she did. She's like, hey, what if we just had every child? Like, just constantly.
Real quick, we just have five.
Yeah, because once you're done with those five...
Somehow they had five kids in 4 years. Because two of them are either twins or Irish twins. You want to assume they're
twins, right?
They could be Irish twins, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I don't know what ethnicity they are.
No, Irish twins is kids born within 11 months of each other.
Is that racist?
I'm Irish. I'm allowed to say this.
I'm Irish too. And we're twins. Oh my God, it's right.
Oh my God. My dad and my aunt are Irish twins. They were born 11 months apart.
Well, you know what they say about the Irish. They do be fucking.
All right. So I taught all my daughters, 18, 17, and my two 15-year-olds, how to drive, but my 16-year-old wouldn't let me. She said that her friend was learning with a driving instructor, and she wanted to do that too. No problem. I asked her to just let me teach her the basics then, but she said she wanted to learn it at the same place as her friend. I offered to teach the friend the basics too, but then my daughter just outright said, no, Dad, I don't want you to teach me. It's not okay, or it's not cool, okay, and I want to learn on my own. She sounds like a bitch.
It's not cool, you, Dad. Said
you are learning on your own. I was just going to teach you the basics, and that's it. She said she didn't want to talk about it anymore, and the final answer was no. This is really weird. Part of her driving permit requirement was that she drive the car a certain amount of practice hours, but she was only allowed to drive with a parent or driving instructor in the car. She said she would never drive with me in the car, so she got all of her practice hours with the driving instructor and by driving with my wife around. So I complained to my wife and asked her what the heck was going on. She just kept saying that our daughter was trying to be independent and impress me by doing it on her own. Finally, our daughter took her driving license, her exam. She passed and we went out to celebrate. She was supposed to drive the entire family to the restaurant, but I refused to get in. I went in one car while she drove her mom and sisters in the other. I usually give toasts, but I refused, saying that maybe the driving instructor should have been here to give it. My wife said, oh my gosh, this is so childish. You two need to talk about
First
this right
of all,
now and clear the air.
Who gives toasts at this kind of thing? Where you're like, everyone, please join me in raising a glass to my daughter being able to drive. She will be able to get herself to her own booty calls.
Gotta be honest, I'm on the dad side right now. All right.
He sounds
I'm going to be honest. Well, the daughter sounds mean.
Yeah, but sounds like he's being pretty juvenile for being a dad with this many kids. He's like, I'm not getting in that car. Fuck you.
Well.
Anyways, okay, keep going.
She was that big of a bitch for like 6 months. All right. I said, I need an explanation for why my own daughter was against me teaching her how to drive or just even being in the car with her while she was learning. She said it wasn't personal. I just wanted to learn how to drive on my own and with my friend. That's it. But then why wouldn't you do like the learning permit hours with him? That doesn't make any sense. Because you did it with your mom, but not your dad.
Maybe she doesn't like her dad because he's weird.
Even my other daughter said, yeah, but you could have at least let dad teach you one time. But she said that she was going to at one point, but then she felt pressured by everyone trying to push her into doing it that she just rebelled against the whole idea. Okay. I said, well, what's done is done, and you don't ever have to worry about driving me around because I will never in your life let you drive me anywhere. I will never get in a car with you if you're behind the wheel. It got silent, and the atmosphere was thick after that. My wife kept frowning at me, and after a while, I got up and said, I'm going to go. I need to go clear my head. Edit, to clarify, the part I'm most upset about is not even that she didn't let me teach her how to drive, but that she didn't even let me ride in the car with her one single time during the time she needed practice hours. I'm a great driving instructor. I taught my 18 and 17-year-old how to drive, and they both passed on the first time. I'm teaching my 15-year-old daughters right now. I don't yell, and I'm very patient because I know how stressful it can be, and I work with all styles. My 18-year-old was an extremely cautious driver. My 17-year-old was a speeder, and the twins right now, one of them is impatient. She cuts people off all the time, and one of them is the most patient driver ever. She lets everybody cut her off. Also, people are saying I should have just told my daughter how I felt. I did. I couldn't include everything because I didn't want to go over the limit, but I did go to her and say, you know, it kind of bothers me that you won't even let me in the car with you when you drive. She said she didn't want me there because I might start giving her tips here and there, and she considered that as me teaching her. I promised her I wouldn't, and I don't make promises lightly, but she still said no. This was before I complained to my wife, so I did try to talk to her first. Edit, the issue is not that she wouldn't let me teach her drive, it's that she didn't, she didn't want me in the car with her one time. I don't know.
I think he's weird. He's got this weird thing about it. Like, his username is Driving Tradition, which I'm sure he made just for this. He's got some weird thing about
this. Yeah, but people always make their usernames. He does, but it's just his thing. Like, he wants to teach all his kids to drive.
Yeah,
I think it's weird, but the the teenager is being a bitchy teenager too.
Like, yeah, but so what? Like, that's her prerogative as a teenager. If he was the parent, he could have been like, you will drive with me. That is, you know, that is the rule.
Yeah, I guess he didn't have to, like, let her make that decision. Like, if this had been my parents, like, my dad was a very forceful driving instructor in that he was, like, has to be done a certain way. And so it was, like, somewhat stressful. My mom was actually the one that made me more nervous, though, because she was like, like, anytime another car would get close to us, it's like, But I think if this had been my dad, he would have just been like, no, shut up. Like, get in the car. Like, I'm your parent. Like, at no point was he the parent during the, like, whatever yeah, 6 months well, that this was going on.
And his response to it is so childish. Like,
it is,
He's entitled to have feelings. Like, obviously, parents have feelings, too, but you need to be more mature than your 16-year-old and be like, hey, if that's what you want, you know, what? I still want to make this special for both of us. You know, can we do something together or whatever? Go for a long drive together. Like, there are ways to adapt.
Yeah. So here's a comment. It says, everyone sucks here. You're setting a fine example for your daughter by being this childish. Right. Also, she's your minor child. You had every right to say, I'm not asking. I want to see how you're progressing, and we're getting in the car together now. You are the parent. You don't let your teenagers tell you what you can and can't do within reason. Wanting to see how your daughter handles a deadly in the wrong hands big piece of machinery is well within reason. In fact, it is your responsibility. You let her call all the shots here. She took that upper hand you gave her, and she ran with it. Now you're pouty that she pulled a teen power play that you enabled. Do you see where you went wrong here? Yeah, I think that's exactly right.
Yeah. He goes on in the comments saying he was hurt by it. And I'm like, you okay, but you're still a parent and you need to have some emotional control with your children.
It's fine if you're hurt, but you had to be the parent and he wasn't.
Yeah. What's the constructive way to handle this?
Yeah. Like before she went and took her exam, he could have just been like, no, I'm going to go drive with you. Like, I want to see you drive once before you go take the test. Especially if they're paying for the test. Like, they're not free.
Right.
And yeah. And if they're, like, giving her a car or if she's driving his car or whatever, you can be like, it's my car. I want to see you drive it.
I need to make sure you can handle this vehicle. Like, you're fine doing your training everywhere else. I won't say anything unless you're doing something dangerous. But, like, I need to see that you can handle the vehicle. I think all that's reasonable. But he didn't do that. He went out to dinner, like, I'm not getting in that car with you. And then he wasn't going to do a toast, which, first of all, is stupid anyway. Like, who does a toast for this? But, like,
he's doing a toast at a Chili's.
Yeah. I feel God in this Chili's tonight.
Feel God in this Chili's tonight.
Oy. Yeah, his response, I think, is why I lean towards he is an asshole in the situation. I think the daughter is being a kid, which, like, whatever.
Yeah, I think that comment was spot on of, like, if you give teenagers the opportunity to walk all over you, they will, because they're the worst.
Just walk on his back. It's better if you're barefoot. My parents wouldn't let me start driver's training until I think I was 15 or 16, maybe. Like, I started really late because they were like, your grades aren't good enough. My grades are fine. I was not a good student, but, like, I was not in any trouble. So when they wouldn't take me to driver's training, I started stealing a car from them that they didn't know I had a key for. And I taught myself how to drive. So it's this big conversion van, which was very dangerous because I couldn't see out the back at all. And I just would drive around and I taught myself how to drive in that. And then even once they did let me start driving and or do the driver's training, they let me take the car sometimes, but they would never do the hours with me of driving training. So I pretty much did them with my ex-girlfriend's mom, my girlfriend at the time. And because she had MS and we'd need to go to all these track events and she couldn't drive for that long. And I think just was trying to be nice to me and would let me drive their Taurus everywhere. And that's how I learned how to drive. So my parents weren't involved at all. I didn't get a toast at No Olive Garden and I deserved it. I was family. It's about family. Family. Family.
Family. Family.
Okay.
I do think I need to go because the dog is currently crying outside of my office door.
We had one more post to get through.
We can save it. It makes it more special.
Okay.
The dog sounds so sad.
I do worry about Cammy. All right, then we'll cut it here so that Cammy can get her belly rubbed or whatever she needs. They made her put shoes on earlier and she's been suffering ever since. Why would you do that?
Can you hear her right now?
No, it's not so coming through the mic. I'll probably hear it when I go to edit it. Well, great. Then, you know, this was our New Year's episode. It didn't have any New Year's posts in it, which I was actually shocked by.
I couldn't find any.
Weird. No drama this New Year's. Maybe everybody stayed home.
Back to its regular bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, great. We will see you all next week for, you know, second Saturday, or I guess Sunday in your case, second Sunday of January for our tradition.
What tradition?
All right. See you next week.